What's up, lovely ladies? Dr. Emily Kybert here. I wanted to jump in here really quick. I have a very special guest on, Barbie Beavers. She is one of the past Thyroid Strong members, and she had amazing results with weight loss and boosting her energy and joints feeling stable and feeling really strong. Her whole goal was to avoid osteoporosis, which her grandmother had. And I wanted to share this because we have a very special sale going on right now with Thyroid Strong. $200 off the 6-week course. We do it about twice a year. And if you are interested in joining Thyroid Strong this next round, there are amazing bonuses with guest experts, different functional medicine doctors on how to heal your gut with Hashimoto's, how to do a protein forward elimination diet with Hashimoto's, how to read your labs with Hashimoto's, how to understand your medication better with Hashimoto's. And all of this only happens when we open doors, and they are open right now. I'm going to drop the link in the show notes. So far, about 30 women have signed up, and it's going to be a great group of women. They are dedicated. They are ready. They're ordering kettlebells or finding a weight around the house, and you don't want to miss out, right? Because think about your life 6 months from now, a year from now. What do you want it to look like? What do you want to feel like? How do you want to feel? Confidence in your body. Now's the time to take action. It's summertime. We're going into summer. Might as well do the work now so that by the end of summer, you feel amazing. All right, ladies, the link is dremilykybert.com/program options. Barbie Beavers, welcome to Thyroid Strong Podcast. I'm excited to have you here. You are one of the women who joined Thyroid Strong, one of the many women, and got amazing results and has really changed how you're working out and how you move your body. So welcome. I'm excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So you have Hashimoto's. Yes,
I do.
And what were some of your symptoms, or what are some of your symptoms currently?
Well, I have Hashimoto's and on menopausal. So I have, I was having low energy, weight gain, menopause.
Double whammy.
Yeah. So those were the two main reasons. And then my grandmother had osteoporosis. She had broke her first hip when I was still in like freshman in high school. And then she broke the other hip once I had graduated high school. So, I mean, they weren't real close together, but they weren't real far apart either.
How old was she? Do you know?
I don't know. She was 91, 92, and she died. So it had been like 30, 40 years before. So she couldn't have been, but, you know, maybe early 60s.
Yeah.
That she broke her first hip.
Young, yeah.
And they think that she was just walking and the joint gave out. So she apparently had osteoporosis pretty bad. And I don't want it.
No one wants that. Plus,
no.
Once you break a hip, the decline, I'm sure, as you probably observed, is very quick.
Yes. Hers did not set right on the first go around. And so she had a hard time getting around. So then she was less active. Got heavy, ended up with diabetes, you know, the whole thing as you become less mobile. So, I look like her, so I'm hoping I have a good long life like her.
Yeah.
And, when I'm 93, I want to be going strong.
Yeah. And one of the best ways, and even conventional medicine recommends this, is to increase your bone density by lifting weights. Yeah.
Which I was afraid of.
It's scary, right? Like, if you've never done it before, like, when did we learn to lift weights?
Never.
Never.
And, you know, I'm 51. So even back then, you know, athletes today are taught, you know, where their core is. And back when I was in school, nobody ever taught us how to engage our core.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was playing softball. I was cheerleading. And in none of those sports did anybody ever teach you where your core was and how to use it.
Yeah. I think in an ideal world, it would be part of the physical education, right? Just like kids kind of like run the mile, the president's mile. They would also learn how to engage the core, how to breathe properly, how to brace properly, which we talk about in Thyroid Strong. How are you working out before you joined Thyroid Strong?
Yoga.
Yoga. Okay. Any particular flavor of yoga?
I prefer Iyengar if I can get it. But if I can't, then I'll do whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have any injuries while you during your yoga practice?
Yes. When I first started yoga, I popped ribs a lot. Mm. I would have ribs dislocate a lot. And then my low back, and I've always had tight shoulders. And I was hoping that yoga would help with the tight shoulders, but and it did. I can't say that it didn't, but I still have limited mobility in my shoulders.
Yeah. Did you ever correlate like some of the low back pain or SI joint pain to like overstretching hamstrings, the backs of your legs at all? Did you ever notice?
No. I did not correlate that at the time. I do now.
Oh, I love it.
I also have a little hypermobility in my low back, according to my chiropractor. And forward folds are just like, I could stay in a forward fold, especially a wide-legged standing forward fold all day. And, you know, that's really not what I should be doing for my particular body.
Yeah. So for listeners who don't know this correlation of low back pain and hamstrings, when we overstretch our hamstrings, which are the muscle in the back of our legs, when we overstretch them, they insert into our pelvis and they're kind of like our anchors that hold our pelvis in place. So when we overstretch them, we can then get this kind of like sway back or banana back where our pelvis just kind of dumps forward because there's nothing anchoring them down. So, and oftentimes when people have tight hamstrings, so kind of the opposite end, like people are like, oh, I got to stretch my hamstrings. They oftentimes will have a weak core. And if you address the core, the hamstring tightness will let go because the body is stabilizing properly. So you joined Thyroid Strong, which was probably a little bit of a leap because it sounds like weightlifting was scary.
It was a big leap.
What kind of like, well, it was like, you're like, okay, I'm going to make the leap. What was that feeling inside of you, or what kind of pushed you
to
do it?
Well, I've been wanting to lift weights for, maybe even long as 10 years. Weightlifting and boxing was two of the things that on my I want to learn list.
Yeah.
I still haven't learned to box, but I didn't feel comfortable with any of, we live in a very small area, so there's not a lot of opportunity for working one-on-one with trainers. And the trainers that I had in my area, they scared me.
Why so?
I know I have a limit. I don't have a lot of energy reserve. Mm. And I mean, it was like CrossFit, and I tried hot yoga once and it about killed me. Come out of there tank. I wasn't trying hot yoga on purpose. It just happened. I went to a class and it turned out to be hot yoga.
That's the worst. You're like, I didn't know it's gonna be like this.
I know, I was not properly prepared with a towel for my yoga mat, so I didn't face plant.
Yeah.
In my own sweat. So I come out of there like, just trashed for a couple of days. So I did not want, I was afraid. I had bulged a disc at work, bending, lifting, and twisting, which, that's a no-no. And I was not thinking. I was feeling really strong that day, apparently. And then, so I tweaked my back and then I kept forward folding. And then during a forward fold, because the forward fold felt good, I bulged that disc. So I had that going on. I had a weird injury. I fell on my tailbone, kicking the soccer ball for my dog on an icy surface. I know. I fell off my horse when I was 17 on the same side that I hit that time, which is the same side that I bulged the disc. And then I was strapped on my head in cheerleading practice.
Lots of old injuries. And yes. You've had frozen shoulder syndrome, right?
I have had frozen shoulder. in high school, which is kind of unusual to for you to be that young. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure that probably came from softball. And I also in high school, which makes me think that I probably should have been diagnosed with Hashimoto's like way back. I mean, I was probably in my 30s before I was diagnosed. I tore a ligament in the arch of my foot. And nobody could, we really never figured out how. I was sitting in the recliner watching a movie. I get up out of the recliner and the ball of my foot goes swish. So I had tore it enough that it bled into the ball of my foot.
Wow. So for women who don't know, and there's actually a research paper on this, they took women with known frozen shoulder symptoms, women and men, and they measured their thyroid labs. And almost all of them had elevated TSH. So that hypothyroid component oftentimes can lead to or go hand in hand with frozen shoulder. And when you hear of injuries that kind of come out of nowhere, like stepping off a recliner isn't, right, like a big move, or you hear about injuries that are overuse injuries, like you have an injury and you just keep going to PT and next thing you know, like a year later, you're still going to physical therapy. If you haven't been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, you want to double check. Like your clinician in an ideal world, your physical therapist would be like, hey, I notice you're not getting better on the normal timeline. Ideally, maybe you could reach out to your primary care to check your thyroid labs, because hypothyroidism and unresolved overuse injuries can often go hand in hand. So what was your experience inside Thyroid Strong?
I was struggling with overhead breath, which I have now, thankfully. And on that shoulder that had been frozen, that is, it's tweaky. But you helped me through that. And yeah, it did not put me off of trying the rest of it, because girl, deadlifting's fun.
I know. So good, right?
It is good. Yeah. So okay. I have found that I like heavy. So I'm really surprised about that. I mean, I've toted around feedbacks. Feedbacks are 50 pounds for years, but they wiggle kind of like a kid. And so when you have a solid, I mean, and I struggled, but when you have that solid weight to lift and it, you know, it's not going anywhere, it's a lot more fun. And when you know how to brace and how to stack and how to get yourself in the right position, that it doesn't make your back feel tweaky, then it's all great.
Yeah. Yeah. The form and is so important to prevent injury. And then learning how to make your core strong, right? Because when are we told that? Like, how many times have you been in an exercise class and they're like, engage your core? And you're like, am I doing it right? How about now? Is this like it's such an ethereal phrase, right? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
But exactly. We teach, like, literally step by step how to do it inside Thyroid Strong. What were some, other than deadlifting, what were some of your favorite things about the program?
I like the way you start slow. I loved the rehab videos.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes. I like the rehab videos. I like the, just the structure of having, you know, you do it three times a week. You take your rest day. You take that extra rest day. I had to wiggle that around a little bit. Sometimes like I would do 2 days, feel a little down, take the extra rest day in the middle. And then, so I like completely trashed your calendar, but yep. I got,
that's okay. You can make it your own. That's the whole point.
I got through it in the end. I think I was a week behind by the time I finished, but I finished and I just didn't feel the pressure. I mean, I've been in a yoga community, where, man, you felt a little pressure to keep up and to do all the things. And I didn't feel that within Thyroid Strong. And I enjoyed, I mean, I asked you all the questions.
And I loved answering them. I love when people ask questions. I wish people would ask more questions.
I don't have a problem asking questions. If I didn't ask questions at work, I'd never get anything done. So it's carried over into my personal life.
Yeah. Yeah. And have you noticed changes in energy in the menopot, as you classically described it? I'm curious if there are any changes in thyroid labs. Most times there's not, but sometimes I have had a couple women have a change in thyroid labs. But I'm just curious. For me,
I haven't really had my thyroid labs checked since right at the beginning is when my appointment was.
Yeah.
So I have not had my thyroid labs. Yeah. I've not had my thyroid labs checked. I think it was like March. I think my appointment was in March. So that's when they run my thyroid labs. But I was one of the weird patients that my TSH never was really high.
Yeah.
I'm a bad converter. That's how mine was caught. With bad allergies, and I went to an allergist that was also an immunologist, and which kind of a weird combination, but he caught it actually from the little white spots on my arms, which I don't even remember what that was called, but he saw those on my arms and said, "We can test you for allergies, but I'm 95% sure it's your thyroid." So if it hadn't been for him, I probably never would have gotten caught.
Wow. Smart.
Yeah. I know.
Integrative. I love it. Have you had any changes in energy, changes in injuries?
Yes. I go to the chiropractor about once every week or once every 4 weeks to 5 to 6 weeks time frame. My pelvis is bad to twist, like up to make it one leg about half an inch shorter than the other one on the regular, from chiropractic visit to chiropractic visit. My pelvis does not seem to be shifting as badly now.
I love that. So more stability around the pelvis. Yeah. Like how annoying is it every time you go to the chiropractor, like, well, this one leg's still an inch short. And you're like, again? But it's nice to see a change in that.
Yes. My low back does not hurt at near like it did. Great. It's tweaky because I'm a desk jockey.
Yeah.
So I think I'm probably always going to have that, but I'm hoping as I lift more that will kind of resolve itself even more. My shoulder, it's not awesome, but I don't have as much. I have that neck shoulder chain thing that goes on, and it's not been as bad. I worked on why they call that tech neck.
The chin retraction.
Yes. I've been working on that for about 10 years with my chiropractor. And I feel like lifting, it's making me more aware of my alignment, even more so than yoga did. And I attribute that to your little dead bug in the warm up.
Yeah.
I lay on the floor a lot with my dog, and I'll just pop that up and, roll out the neck. So I use that move a lot, even if I'm not warming up or getting ready to lift.
Yeah. Do you find that in the program, we do like a heavy carry where like the bells are down to your sides and it's kind of engaging your lats. Have you found, because I know when I do that, sometimes I'll do that like once an hour at my desk just to kind of upright the posture, because I find that this like chin retraction thing, I always feel like I'm like choking my thyroid. But if I do a heavy carry,
sometimes you even feel like you're choking when you get the neck back to where it's supposed to be.
But I find that instead of focusing on the neck, if you focus on kind of like the pillar of support under the neck, which is like your core and your shoulder stability, if you do a heavy carry, and then you let the bells go, like you're upright. Like you don't have to push your chin in because you've lifted the posture.
I have not tried that, but I will.
Yeah.
I may have to bring some weights to work.
Yeah. I have a 12 kilo at my desk. Just do a little reset every hour. Otherwise, I would be a hunchback.
Exactly. That's another thing I want to avoid. I do not want to be the little old lady with the hunchback.
Yeah. And osteoporosis, because of the lack of bone density, and you can have a higher propensity to compression fractures of the body of the vertebra. A lot of those women will be like hunchback because the compression of the vertebra. So you definitely don't want that.
Nope.
Let's talk about this shoulder thing, because instead of like, you know, kind of like pushing away the elephant in the room, when we lift a weight, even professionals, even if you worked with one-on-one with a trainer, injury is possible. Just like you hear people like, oh, I went to pick up a pencil and I threw my back out, right? So in the beginning of the program, your shoulder was not feeling great. And it was the one that had the frozen shoulder. So it had a history of discomfort. What was the move where you're like, ooh, this doesn't feel good? And then how did we work through it?
It was actually the very first week of using weights. When we were on the floor, the press.
Yeah, the floor press.
The floor press.
Yeah.
I tweaked it then. And so you helped me through it. My chiropractor helped me through it. You and my chiropractor have worked through the same training. So that was awesome. So, you know, the feet on the floor, engage the core, press the back.
Yeah.
And use your trunk, not just your arm.
Yeah. Because I think commonly, so if just to give women a visual who haven't done a floor press, you're on your back. Like you said, knees are bent, feet on the floor. And you are holding a weight in one hand up towards the sky. And then you kind of bring your elbow down, tap it to the floor, push. And what you, as you're bringing the weight down, sometimes what can happen is like our ribs will shift or we'll get like wiggly and our core isn't engaged. And it can then kind of like tweak the shoulder, sometimes the bicep tendon, sometimes the rotator cuff. And there's a way to modify it. You could tap your elbow to a yoga block, not go all the way down to the floor, but like really making sure your like ribs are, the fronts of your ribs are like locked down and you're breathing and bracing properly. And so I think the reason I want to mention this is because a lot of women, if they tweak anything, will be like, I'm done. I'm out of here. Like, I want a refund. I'm overweight lifting. I'm going back to my Iyengar yoga.
You get that. I can't do it. Mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. But you persevered.
Yes.
Right?
Because I'm stubborn. I'm a Taurus.
I'm stubborn. I'm a Capricorn. So
we get along
good. Yeah. But was there anything? I mean, obviously you worked with a chiropractor in person and we touched base. Which is always nice to kind of like get feedback and to ask lots of questions. And I love questions because, you know,
I put the video up.
Yeah. If you put the video up and, you know, I'm sure every single woman in that group was like, oh, I learned something new from that. But I think it's important for women to not shy away from soreness, to not shy away from like maybe tweaking something and just throw everything out, that there's always a modification to like regress, to make it easier, to modify, to also make it harder.
There's no shame.
Yeah, there's no shame. Yeah, because I think sometimes when people injure themselves, it creates this like fight or flight response where they're like freeze or, you know, they're scared to go back to it. But I think what the important thing is that you kept with it. You persevered. You kept going. And now you love deadlifts. So
I do.
And you don't have as much back pain. And the shoulder intensity and frequency isn't as much. So all of those things, I think in a dream world, we would want our workout or rehab to just, we have zero pain the next day, right? But really it's like, what if you're tracking, okay, today my neck pain's an 8 out of 10. And you go through the weeks, you're like, oh, well now my pain is like a 3 out of 10. Like that's a win. That's over 50% reduction in symptoms. Sometimes I think people are like, I want zero. Like, I want to just be superhuman. And it's like, it takes work and time to become superhuman and to thrive.
Well, and you also, you know, you're giving up 30 minutes of your life a day or a workout. I mean, it's not like I had to drive to the gym because I did invest in some kettlebells. And I didn't buy the expensive ones. I mean, I went to Walmart for my first two.
Yeah.
They didn't have two of the same size. So I bought two different sizes and I made it work.
Perfect.
And then, you know, the next size up, I got off of Amazon. So it's not like I have a great big collection, but I'll probably add to it.
You have a 16 kilo.
I do
now. Which is 35 pounds.
Yes. That was the one I got off of Amazon. And now I have the, what is the 50 pound? I get my kilos in pounds.
Oh, it's like 24 kilos.
I have that one as my, that's my goal weight.
Awesome. I love it. What would you tell the woman who's like on the fence? They're like, I don't know about this.
I say do it. I have no regrets at all. Once I get thyroid strong paid off, because I went the credit card route because I didn't want to wishy-wash until the next round. I wanted to do it now, you know, right now.
Yeah.
So once I get that paid off, I'm going for Stay Strong.
Awesome. So Stay Strong, for women who don't know, is a membership and it's just a continuation. Videos, guest experts with functional medicine talks. And there's payment plans. There's, you could pay in full. There's a three pay. There's bonuses inside Thyroid Strong with these talks with functional medicine doctors. Some women never even watch them. I was curious, did you watch them?
I watched the ones that you did while we were going through the program.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I've not managed to go back.
Okay.
Towards
yeah. Yet,
but I have a couple other programs going on at the same time. So, but I listen to the podcast.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. Well, Barbie, thank you so much. I know it's Friday before Memorial Day. You probably want to get home, but thank you so much for sharing your story, your journey, just like your honesty and your authenticity. I really love it. So thank you.
Well, thank you for Thyroid Strong.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there was a need that needed to get filled because no one's talking about strength and Hashimoto's. And I think just going on my own journey and helping women in the clinic and people reaching out that were outside New York. And I was like, well, you could come to the clinic in New York or let's make a program. So, yeah.
I'm glad you made the program.
Yeah. Thanks, Barbie.
I think it's going to help me more and more to stabilize the weird things in my body.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the hope, right? I mean, I was on the same journey. Like I was a yoga instructor. I taught yoga. I went to yoga, traveled the world, like went to Greece and Costa Rica on yoga retreats. And I was like, I feel terrible. Like, why does this happen? Like my back hurts, my groin, like one hip felt pinched all the time. I was like, I can't be a chiropractor who's in pain all the time. This is like not a good business card right here.
We had one instructor in our small community who really focused on, I don't know what her style was, but it was kick your butt yoga. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was a flow, but she put in lots of core. She was a runner. So she was working herself on the things that, you know, a runner needs, which was helping me. I was in the best physical shape of my life when I was going to her yoga classes.
Wow.
But she quit teaching yoga to focus on distance running. And so I went back to other styles of yoga that wasn't that strength focused.
Yeah.
And that's when I started with the injury. I mean, I would tweak that shoulder in Chaturanga. I would have problems with the low back. And so I knew in my mind in there was a niggle. That's when the niggle started, that I needed more strength in my life.
Yeah. What a great self-observation, right? How many people can like tie those two things together from like what they're physically doing to how they're feeling in their body? I'm going to tell you a quick story. I had a hamstring injury on my left, and it was the leg that I could do the splits and I could go deeper in triangle. And, you know, the ego pushes and we're like, oh, that's a good sign. Let's just go deeper. And I would get a massage technique called active release technique every week. A lot of chiropractors do it for a year and a half. And I was like, okay, this is what it is. And did not get better. And it was like $200 a session. And I was like, this is insane. And I did 2 weeks of strength training and it totally, like the pain went away. And it was because the muscle was lengthened and weak and needed to get that strength. So I think for a lot of women, if whatever you're doing is not working, don't keep beating the dead horse. Like try something different and pivot. So yeah.
This is my pivot.
This is a pivot. Barbie, Thank you so much. It was so wonderful to have you on, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.